Today is the third episode of the four-part story on Owens Valley legend, Mary Austin. Famous author, poet, and human rights activist Mary Austin moved to the Owens Valley in the mid-1890s with her husband Wallace. The couple soon built a home in Independence where Mary began to become intimately involved with her natural surroundings and the cultures of Native American neighbors. Soon after completing her most famous literary work, The Land of Little Rain, the growing conflict between the people of the Owens Valley and the city of Los Angeles over water began to escalate. In his position as federal land agent, Mary's husband Wallace became aware of the secret purchasing of land by LA under false pretenses. Wallace attempted to expose a federal agent's collusion with Los Angeles city officials over the Owens Valley water. Wallace wrote letters to President Roosevelt about LA's subversive tactics and attempted to rally the Owens Valley people against the project with Mary by his side. Of course, their efforts to keep the water in the Owens Valley ultimately failed, and Mary became totally disheartened at the prospects of what would soon become of her beloved adopted land. Mary felt the future of the Owens Valley was grim. Her marriage to Wallace took another bad turn, and Mary left the Owens Valley once again. This time for San Francisco and eventually on to Carmel to do research for a book on mission life. During this trip, Mary met more literary stars, including handsome poet George Sterling, novelist Jack London, journalist Jimmy Hooper, and the legendary John Muir. Upon completion of her research, Mary returned yet one more time to the Owens Valley, where she published The Basket Woman, a collection of Native American tales for children in 1904, and the following year published Isidro, her novel about mission life. Mary's daughter Ruth was failing to develop normally. She did not speak, cried excessively, and threw frequent tantrums. Finally, in 1905, after a year of observation in Santa Clara, Ruth was formally admitted to the sanitarium. Mary agreed with doctors that the child would be happier in controlled conditions where she was accepted as she was, and further, she knew she could not provide proper care herself. Mary was never to see her daughter again, and this decisive act created an emotional scar that remained with Mary the rest of her life. Stay tuned to Alt 92.5 to hear the rest of the story, Owens Valley legend, Mary Austin.